talk about TJ, what you're doing to get him ready now? What makes him ideal to be in this situation?
He's been there before. You know, he knows our system. He's a smart guy. I thought he did some good things on Sunday, you know, in a tough spot. So it's not hard to get him ready. You know what I mean? It's more about getting the team, you know, physically ready to go from a health standpoint. That's the big thing. TJ will be ready to go.
Are you not expecting Tom to be available at all this weekend?
I do not expect him to be available, Mark.
Taylor
Heinicke will be the backup, more than likely. We haven't made that roster move yet, but that's the way we're leaning right now.
Who is your emergency quarterback?
I don't want to get into that. I have one or two or three, but you can find that out on game day.
Is Brad going to be back? You thought he was coming back last week, but obviously he didn't get out of protocol.
Say that again?
Last week you had said Braxton was training.
Yeah. It's an up-and-down trend. It's an up-and-down trend, if that makes sense.
Right at like the end of the protocol?
It really is up and down. I can't really tell you too much more than that.
Over the past few days, this looks
like they've got historically great defense, stack up what they've done statistically. What do you think about them? What
yeah.
They do? What do you think of them? How they stack up?
I agree with that. Historically, you know, the defenses that we faced where I've been, you know, they're one of the best. I mean, you look at their front and you look at the two ends, you know, the way that they rush the passer. Then you have Campbell, you have Malik Jackson, you have, you know, they added Darius after they played us. You know, then you look at the second level with Miles Jack and Puz and Telvin Smith. And then you look at the two corners. They got two probably, you know, one of the better corner tandems in the league. Safeties, Gibson and Barry Church, are playing well. The nickel, Colvin's playing real well. So, and they have a good scheme. And they play very fast and they play very aggressively. And it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Over the past few days, first Deshaun Watson tweeting that he hopes you're back with the team next season. And then Tom Savage giving fans an update on his status. But also, you know, just a show of support. When you have two players, two quarterbacks, supporting you in that way. I mean, what does that mean to you as a coach?
I didn't really see that. You know, somebody told me about that, but you know, I appreciate that. I mean, I feel like, you know, we have a good relationship. We communicate with all the players. You know, I feel like, you know, not every player, you know, is going to necessarily like you, but I think there's a respect for our coaching staff here. You know, and we respect the players, and so I think that's really what it is. But sure, you know. You know, you always appreciate the support of the players, no doubt about it. Yeah, I like a lot of things about him. You know, I think he's smart. I think he's an accurate passer. I think he makes good decisions so far in practice, you know, and I think he's picked up our system pretty well so far. I think he's mobile. You know, he can make plays on his own. So there's a lot of things I like, and you know, so that's probably the direction that we're headed.
What can you do with Yates to try to avoid a situation like the first game where their pass rushers just killed y'all?
Yeah, you have to change up. You can't do what you did in the first game. You know, and I don't want to get into that, John, because I know. But you have to change up how you protect the edge of the front. You got to change up how you run the ball. You got to change up your routes. You got to change everything because nothing we did in the first game was any good.
That he was getting rid of the ball pretty quick. Do you like the way? You're always saying play faster and faster. Does he play with his little experience at the speed you want to play?
Talking about TJ. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think he's got a good command out there, and he's got a good idea of what we want to do. And, you know, he doesn't hold the ball. I think he's got pretty good anticipation. You know, so, and I think he throws the ball at all levels pretty well. So, you know, I'm glad we have him.
Bill, given the situation you're facing at quarterback with TJ and then a guy who's precious little experience here, does that change anything about the way you try to protect him, call the game?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that, you know, our game plan this week, you know, in many ways will be different than maybe what you've seen the past few weeks. You know, there's going to be a lot of differences to it. Now, there's going to be things that we always do that will be there, maybe with different window dressing. But, But you definitely have to change up, not just because of the quarterback situation. It's just, you know, the whole there's health issues up front. There's, you know, there's all kinds of things that we got to deal with. But, you know, we'll definitely try to put together as good a game plan as we can to deal with all that.
Is Alfred Blue back this week?
Yes.
The corners of Ramsey and Williams, kind of game they have. The matchup that you have with having DeAndre Hopkins, matchup game, just what are your thoughts on that matchup?
It's always been a good matchup, you know, with Hop and Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey's a great player. Hop and Boye, we've watched that for several years here in practice, so we know what that matchup is. That's a tough and a good matchup too. So, you know, Hop has been up to those challenges all year. You know, the number one corner for every team covers Hop, if they're that type of team, if they're a match team. So, you know, and I think obviously when you look at what he's done this year, he's dealt with that pretty well. So, you know, it's going to be another day like that for him. You know, he's going to have to step up to the challenge, and I know he's looking forward to it.
For a coach who likes to run the ball as much as you have in your career here, how frustrating is it that you have not been able to run it the way you want recently?
Yeah, it's always, you know, look, I think, you know, we've, you know, when I mean, there's a lot of ways I could answer that. But, yes, you know, we want to run the ball better. We have to figure out over the next 3 weeks, starting this week, how to run the ball better. But, yeah, no, there's no doubt that we need to do a better job there.
Is it when you know what needs to be done and you still can't do it?
Yeah, I mean, look, we you know, part of it's doing a better job of coaching it, scheming it better, and then trying to get it executed better. I mean, you know, that's coaching. You know, you're always trying to find ways to improve, and that's what we're doing. Yeah, no, I talked to him a few times, a couple times. Seems like he's, you know, doing well. He's just, you know, he's in the protocol, and he's just kind of going through that right now.
Is there a chance that he'll be back for the Pittsburgh game?
Oh, yeah, there's always a chance for those things, yeah.
With AJ, last season with you guys was really his first productive season. He you know, it took him a couple of years to really get going. The way that he popped last year and has now popped this year in Jacksonville, is that something that you guys as a staff saw coming?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, he was somebody that we all really wanted back. I mean, no doubt about it. You know, he was playing real well, and yeah, there's no doubt that we're not surprised by how he's playing. He's a hell of a player, and he's, like I said earlier in the week, we developed him. He's worked a lot on his own, and then he's gone to Jacksonville, done a nice job in their scheme. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a guy work, you know, nobody's worked harder than Derek Newton relative to the injury that he has, that he, you know, I mean, that was, you know, long time ago, Denver of last year. And he, since his surgery and his ability to start rehab, which was a long time ago too, he's been in there every day. I mean, he's here more than the coaches. He's in here all the time. You talk about a guy that wants to come back and wants to be, you know, a part of something, you know, that's what Derek Newton's trying to do. And, you know, I'm glad you asked me about him because he's working his tail off to get back in play.
Well, do you expect him to be back next season?
You know, I don't know if I want to go down that road right now, only because I have not had a medical update on him. It's just from what I see with my own eyes, you know, if that makes sense. I just see him in here all the time, but relative to how he's doing and the different things that he's trying to do, I see some things and it looks good to me, but, you know, what do I know? You know what I mean?
Able to come back considering he played tackle and guard, how much would that benefit you?
Maybe? Yeah, no, he was a good player for us. I mean, he played, you know, he played guard. Obviously, he played a lot of right tackle for us. Yeah, no, I mean, anytime you get a good player back, as long as he can get back to that level, it definitely helps you.
Do you think Davenport is going to be able to play before the season's over? Do you want to look at him?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll play this week.
League with a lot of cycles.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think, you know, Jacksonville's done a good job. You know, they made some changes there, you know, hired Doug, hired Coach Coughlin, and they're doing a good job. They got a lot of talent. For the most part, they've been able to stay healthy, they're capitalizing on things. I think the number one thing for them is they're plus 14 in the turnover takeaway margin. You know, they've taken the ball away like 30-some-odd times, and they've only given it up, I think, 16 times. And that's huge. In the past, that wasn't their deal. They were turning it over a lot, and they weren't getting a lot of takeaways. They flipped that script. You know, that's part of it too. Plus the amount of talent that they have. They've got a good football team. Yeah, I mean, look, you always get concerned when a guy's missing kicks, you know, missing an extra point. You know, you're always a little bit concerned about that. But I have faith in Kaimi. He works very hard. He's a young kicker, but he's got to make extra points. You know, the 50-plus yard field goal that he makes, you know, he's got to make that extra point. You know, that's a big thing, and he knows that. You know, he knows that, and you know, I expect him to come back strong this week.
Bill, you said that on Monday, if you had seen what had happened to Tom, that you never would have let him back in the game. With the NFL concussion protocol, is there anything that could put you in a better position to see something like that if it's happened and be able to help keep a player like that safe?
This is a tough one, Matt, because you know, I'm not in really a position to answer that. You know, I will say this from my experience with this in the NFL for the last 4 years, that I think it's very, very difficult for the coach to make that decision. Although I will say that the coach, in my experience, if he sees something or if he notices something that he thinks is, you know, not right about the player, then like I did with Brian Hoyer in Cincinnati, and I basically helped with this one on Sunday. You know, I think you have to say something, and all of us coaches do that. But the only way we're gonna have any idea of what happened on I heard somebody say this morning, something I was listening to this morning, that well, they have all these replay videos. When Bill O'Brien said that he didn't see the video, what the heck is he talking about? I mean, that's coming from somebody who has absolutely no idea what they're talking about. And I'm so tired of hearing these people that, whether they're on the radio or on the news or on the TV, that really have no idea. If you've never been on the sideline coaching a game or playing in a game, you really don't have any idea. There's nobody comes running up to me with a video of a player and how he's reacting to getting hit in the head. That's not the same thing as seeing a replay of a guy catching a ball on the sideline. Like, that might be the dumbest statement I've ever heard. So I think if we can see that, or, you know, maybe if there is a way to use the video in a better way, maybe that will help. Because, again, like I said, if I had seen the reaction that he had to the hit, you know, I would have personally, and Jeff Kaplan, same thing. We would have never put him back in the game.